Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. We had a great show last weekend with Peter Evers, who is the new president and CEO of Riverbed. And Peter's topic, of course, was mental health. And as I say about my own company, you can't have good overall health unless you have good oral health. And that also holds true, obviously, for mental health. And today's show will also be wellness related. For my running friends, I know you listen to this, so if you have not signed up yet for the Over the River and the Through the Woods, and you're listening to this on Saturday, June 7th, it's at 10 a.m. at Northeast Delta Dental, so get up, and as you're listening to the show, you can listen to it while you're driving over to One Delta, and you can register probably until about 9:30 for Run for the Animals 5K, and the proceeds benefit the Concord Merrimack County SPCA. And, of course, the Capital Area Race Series participants understand that this is the fifth race in the Capital Area Race Series. It's too late to enter for the series, but you can, in fact, enter just for the Run for the Animals 5K, the Over the River and Through the Woods. You will go through the root canal, and you will go over the river and into the woods. It's a terrific race. Unfortunately, you will not see me there because I'm doing strategic planning. I'm leaving to go to Vermont to do strategic planning with my board of directors to help pay for all these things that we sponsor. But in any event, I hope you can make it to that race. So with me this weekend, this first weekend in June, is John Stifler and Andy Shattuck, both of whom are connected with the Mount Washington Road Race for many years. And let's start with a brief introduction, John and Andy. Tell us about your backgrounds in general and then specifically how you got involved with the Mount Washington Road Race. Let's start with you, John.
Sure, Tom. I'm one of those guys who got into the running boom right when it hit in the early 70s after Frank Shorter's Olympic gold medal. I'd run a little bit of cross-country in high school and college, but not what you'd call competitive, and then really got seriously into road running. And after I'd run a couple of marathons and a half marathon and a bunch of road races and had set what I was pretty sure would be my 10K PR, I wanted to do what a few people who are slightly out of their minds but love running want to do in New England, which is, of course, run to the top of Mount Washington. Friends of mine had told me about it. I was running pretty seriously, and I working partly as a running journalist, writing a column about running every week in a local newspaper, and I'd done some writing for Runner's World and New England Runner, the Runner magazine, in addition to my straight job, which is I teach at the University of Massachusetts. So I heard it was very hard to get into the Mount Washington Road Race, and I knew you had to get the entry form and get it in lickety-split in those days. It was first come, first serve, used to be. And I called up the race director, who didn't know me from anybody, and I said, listen, let me into your race, and I promise I'll get you at least one, probably two articles in print somewhere about it. And he chuckled and said, oh, yeah, we can always make room for guys like you. And so he let me in. I ran the race in 1989, fell totally in love with it, vowed that I would run it every year for the rest of my life, and then promptly the race director hired me to work on it, so I haven't run the race again. But that's how I got into it, and on a good weekend, I run up the hill the day before the race. Been involved with it since that year, 1989, and it's the greatest running event I've ever been in.
That's super. Now, Andy, you're known, of course, everybody knows who you are throughout New Hampshire if you're in the running scene. You're known as the voice of New Hampshire running, and you're seen at many, many of our road races doing a great job announcing, including the aforementioned Capital Area Race Series. But you've also been long connected to the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. Tell us about your connection with it, but also your history in running and also your writing career.
Well, I started running in the early 1990s and just took to the sport. So with a sportscasting background, I started convincing a lot of New Hampshire races that what would enhance their race would be to hire somebody who could supply a sound system, do some announcing. And so I started that in the mid-1990s. and started getting involved, actually just helping out with the videotaping of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. They had an announcer at that time. When that announcer stepped aside, longtime race director Bob Teschick hired me to do the announcing at the Mount Washington Road Race. That was about 98, 99, and I have been the announcer at the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race every year. And as I say, it is by far my favorite road race assignment. It is New Hampshire's most prestigious, most unique race, and very special. So it's certainly one of my most cherished road race announcing assignments in New Hampshire or throughout New England, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race.
Now, you chronicle the running scene in New Hampshire. What are some of the trends that you're seeing in general, and then specifically, has anything changed with the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race? Obviously now Dave McGilvery's group is taking over organizing it, et cetera, but it seems like it's still culturally the same race. But why don't you talk about general trends in New Hampshire running and then specifically the Mount Washington?
This has been an amazing few years here in the state of New Hampshire with road races. The road race scene has getting much larger. And what is happening here in New Hampshire is a trend that's happening around the country. A lot more women are running, and now road races are more than 50% women, even longer distances like half marathons. And it's a younger group. It's a younger group of women and men who are running a lot for the social aspect of the sport, socializing and just kind of hanging out and partying afterwards. On the other hand, the Mount Washington Road Race, that is a road race in many ways that has stuck to its roots. It's more for traditional, hardcore, long-time runners. It's not meeting that trend. In fact, if you look at some of the statistics, it's the same runners getting older every year. So that race, the average age is probably trending a little older than the rest of New Hampshire.
That's so true, because I've run it now three times and been many other times, and you definitely see the same people every year. You may only see them once a year, but it seems like it's a niche or a cult race. And for example, I know that at the start there's still not a mat and chips, right? Is that intentional?
Well, there's really no need. Right. I mean, and John can attest to this. You use these start mats to give people an accurate time. So if you're in the back of the pack and it takes you 30 seconds or a minute to get to the start line of a 5K, you don't want to be penalized that time. You don't care, Mount Washington. I guarantee you it's going to be the slowest, right, John? It's going to be the slowest 7.6 miles you're going to run in your life.
When I ran it, I think I averaged about 11 and a half minutes a mile, and that was when I could go out on a training run and hit close to 7 minutes a mile on flat ground.
Well, if you think about it, the elite runners are running at like an 8-minute pace, right?
Just about.
So,
yeah.
So those of us that run 5Ks and 10Ks know that an 8-minute pace is very pedestrian. It's good, but certainly pedestrian. Right. So if you think of it, these elite sort of Olympic-level athletes are running at best an 8-minute pace, and there's only been, you know, barely over a half dozen people that have ever run it less than an hour, right, John?
That's right. Half a dozen is just about right, including finally Eric Blake, who won it last year for the fourth time. And he broke an hour finally. I'd like to say something else about the aging of the field at Mount Washington. I think we do have one of the highest average ages of the entrants in the field, and there's several reasons for it. It is a good race for older runners, a group in which I certainly include myself, for several reasons. One is you get runners who are no longer expecting to break new records at standard distances. They're not trying to improve on their best marathon. They want to run something they haven't done before, and that's why this attracts them. Also, older runners are more likely to not have to take care of small children, and some of us have a little bit more disposable income. It's a little easier to afford going up to the White Mountains for the weekend. But I think another very big reason why this race is popular with older runners is it is a physical exertion that's very demanding, but it doesn't beat you up because there's no pounding. Every step you take is uphill. You work your quads as hard as you can, your quadriceps muscles and your thighs, but you're not pounding. The next day you don't feel beat up. So there are a lot of reasons why it appeals to people who are well into their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and we've got a guy in his 90s who's coming back to run again this year.
Yeah, and Andy, why don't you talk about George? You're referring to George because he's a
George Etzweiler, State College, Pennsylvania, is 94 years old, and he is by far the oldest individual in the history of this race. And every year that he finishes it, he creates a memory of a lifetime. To see somebody who has gone from the bottom to the top of the Mount Washington Auto Road and finished the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. And he made a pledge to us last year at the age of 93 that he would continue until he's 100 years old. And I'll tell you what, he brings such energy and life to the race he's probably going to be there. He's probably going to be there in 7 years.
Well, and as you heard him at the awards, I mean, he was the hit of the awards because he said that he was going to go until he's 100, and then his goal was to, and this is almost his words exactly, that he would cross the finish line at age 100 and then drop dead. So
he had
the audience in stitches. Right. So the date is June 21st. It starts at 9 a.m. And just to let everybody know, we're long since booked. There's only about 1,100 runners that can register simply because to get the runners back down. I just want to also make it clear, this is my real job, that 50% of all the proceeds from the race will support the Colhouse County Family Health Services in Berlin, which has, of course, a dental component to it. So this is the 54th running of the so-called Run to the Clouds. Again, it will take place on Saturday, June 21st. And after a commercial break, I'm going to ask both John and Andy to talk about why is it not on Father's Day weekend, like sometimes it seems to be. And second of all, the Hall of Fame process, which both of these gentlemen had a great deal to do with. Tom Raffio will return with John and Andy after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio. There's still time for my running friends to go over to One Delta and register for Running for the Animals 5K over the river and through the woods. If you listen to this on Saturday, June 7th, then you will see Andy there, who is with me at the moment. Also, as a couple of other quick updates, the Affordable Care Act, we have thousands of people that have been able to navigate either the public exchange, healthcare.gov, to purchase an individual dental product, or our private exchange, which is actually more facile to use, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and thousands of individuals, many of them are runners whose employer doesn't have Delta Dental, are able to purchase it individually. And I was in New York City last weekend at a big expo at the Jacob Javits Center, and the book sales for the There Are No Do-Overs with Dave Cowens going very, very well, and you can purchase that book on Amazon.com or thebigredfactor.com, and it really does tell the story as to why Northeast Delta Dental gets so involved with road racing. And with that segue, I'd like Andy to talk about, usually this occurs on Father's Day weekend, but this year it's on Saturday, June 21st, and it is actually very logical. So Andy, why don't you explain that?
It's very simple. The third Saturday and the third Sunday of June are usually the same weekend. The Mount Washington Road Race is always the third Saturday of June, and Father's Day is always the third Sunday of June. Well, this year, it's one of those rare times. If June 1st falls on a Sunday, which it does in 2014, the third Sunday of June will be June 15th. That means the first Saturday of June is June 7th, and the third Saturday is June 21st. So the third Saturday of June in 2014 falls on the 21st. That's the Mount Washington Road Race. While a few days earlier, the third Sunday of June, the 15th, is Father's Day.
Very good.
Got it all?
I got it. Very good. So the bottom line is, everybody, it's in 2 weeks, Saturday, June 21st. You can still come up to the Auto Road, and you can definitely cheer on the runners. It's quite a spectacle, and in a good way. It's the 54th running. I believe, Andy, that it is in term, not necessarily consecutively, but it's the longest running road race in New Hampshire.
It's the oldest road race in New Hampshire, and I'll let John tell a little bit about the history, because it started in the early 1930s. And I will say this, just to give you an idea where it stands in the history of New Hampshire road races, the second oldest New Hampshire road race is the Northeast Delta Dental Bill Luty 5-miler, and that didn't start till the 1960s. So, John, that obviously tells you that the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington road race got quite a jump on the other New Hampshire road races, history-wise.
You know, you could argue that the Northeast Dental Mount Washington Auto Road Foot Race is more than 100 years old, because the first time anybody ran up that auto road and was timed was 1904. It was George Foster. He was a medical student. He did it in an hour and 42 minutes, which is, Tom, have you beaten an hour and 42 yet?
I'm at an hour and 50.
Okay,
that's as good as I'm going to do.
slightly faster than Tom Raffio, and faster than almost any automobile had ever made the ascent of what was then called the Carriage Road. In 1936, it was some of George Foster's friends decided to hold a race in his honor, and they organized the Mount Washington Road Race, held the race in 36, 37, 38, and then World War II came along, and it distracted people with more important things, and so the race kind of disappeared. They brought it back in 1961, which was the 100th anniversary of the building of the Mount Washington Carriage Road. And sure enough, John Kelly, the younger John Kelly, who had won the 1957 Boston Marathon, came and won the race. Had it again in 1962, and Kelly got beat by the legendary Fred Norris from England. And then they didn't have it again in 63 or 4 or 5. And then in 1966, somebody said, come on, let's get organized. And so they started it in earnest, and it has been held every year since then.
Okay, and the race's website is MountWashingtonRoadRace.com if you want more information and history. And John, if I'm from the press or want further information about the race, can I contact you directly?
You contact me. You phone me. You email me. You send a carrier pigeon. I respond to anything.
That's perfect.
And credentials are available.
Okay, and your phone number is area code 413, being that you're from UMass.
413-320-7510.
And your email address?
Jay Stifler, J-S-T-I-F as in Frederick, L-E-R, at, and then this is the tricky part. I teach in the economics department, so it's at econs, E-C-O-N as in nobody, S as in somebody, dot UMass with two S's, dot E-D-U. J-S-T-I-F-L-E-R at econs.umass.edu.
So I encourage fans to come on up. Now, Andy, you have been very instrumental in with John and others, but I think you've taken the lead on creating the Mount Washington Hall of Fame process, and this year we have two inductees. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the process and a little bit about this year's honorees?
A few years ago when we were celebrating the 50th running of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, John and I and some others decided what a great way to honor the history and great tradition of this race by starting a Hall of Fame. Now, as far as I'm concerned, to start a Hall of Fame, you need a few things. You need some history, you need some tradition, and you also need some prestige. And when it, in terms of not just in New Hampshire, but in New England and around the country, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race has that. And a great way to preserve that history is to create a Hall of Fame. So we formed a committee, which we're glad to say you are now a part of, given your role with the road race. And very much like other Hall of Fames, we take nominations from people, and when we close nominations, we vote on them. And so this year will be the fifth time that we are inducting individuals to the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race Hall of Fame. We have two inductees this year. Three-time winner Dave Dunham, who's on the committee, who literally wrote the book on the race when he actually wrote a book called Only One Hill, and Craig Fram, who is a previous winner, also one of the leading age group runners when he was in his 40s, right? John in his 50s. And I'm going to let John describe in just a moment how Craig created one of the great moments in the history of the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. We're also, Craig has a very interesting distinction that he's very happy about. There's prize money for this road race, for overall and for masters, and he has won more prize money at the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race than any other runner. But he did create a few years ago a great moment that I'm going to let John talk about.
Go ahead, John.
A little while ago I mentioned Fred Norris, who won the 1962 race. Fred was 40 years old at the time. His winning time, 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 57 seconds, was not only the fastest anybody had ever run up the auto road, but it remained the course record for masters runners for 39 years. Nobody over 40 could break Norris's time until finally Craig Fram, on a very hot day when most people were uncomfortable, managed to put everything together. He had his mind and his legs both focused on the task. And he got to the summit in 1 hour, 4 minutes, and 28 seconds. So he broke the course record by 39 seconds after 39 years. Did I do the math right? No, 29 seconds. And there's a great picture of Dave Dunham running up that staircase steep last 70 yards of the race. And Dunham at that point was in second place behind Daniel Kihara from Kenya. And he's looking back, and behind him is Craig Fram, and Craig is leaning into that hill, and you can tell Fram knows he's going to break the Masters record, and Dunham is excited that Fram is going to break the record and worried that Fram is going to beat him up to the top. So Dave turned around and sprinted to the finish, and Craig came in right behind him, collapsed to the ground, but not in any medical difficulty. He had just put everything out there. He crossed the line, dropped to the ground, and then he got up and smiled.
That's too funny. And, of course, Dave is renowned in his own right. He set a course record in 1988, came back in 89 to outsprint Mr. Hodge by 1.5 seconds, and then finished second three times and third once and won again in 1994. So how blessed we are to have someone like Dave Dunham as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we just love the idea that every year, like a major sport, part of the weekend is to have our Hall of Fame ceremony, and we will do that prior to the award ceremony this year. Give Dave and Craig their just due and their honor.
And it is very professionally done, and it's quite moving. So the records on the course, is Jonathan Wyatt still the record holder?
He is. 56 minutes, 41 seconds flat. Jonathan Wyatt, as one rival described him, one rival said, Jonathan Wyatt is the best uphill runner in the solar system, probably in several solar systems. John's from New Zealand. He has been the world mountain running champion six times and has also been an Olympic marathoner.
And the women record holder, Shoaghi Amari, in 2010. And I think there's an interesting story attached to that. I just remember at the beginning of that road race in 2010, a year that I ran it, that I heard her name being called, you know, right before the race, and her sneakers had been driven up the mountain by one of her partners, right? So she actually did this winning world record, if you will, on borrowed shoes, correct?
That's right. She had her singlet, shorts, and shoes all in the car of the person who had driven her to the race, and he thought she was all set, and so he drove on up the road. She discovered that her shoes and her uniform were not there, and she borrowed some from somebody else.
Thus
quickly.
The expression, it's the carpenter, not the tools. So
yes.
In the couple minutes we have remaining, why don't you each give you, I'll start with my observation, but one thing that really, that you enjoy about the race, one thing I like about it is the competitors. It's like you eat lunch with them. So if you're a recreational runner, Jackie Gouraud, who is a the only female I think that's won both the Boston Marathon and the Mount Washington Road, right? Delightful woman. She drives down from Canada every year, and the fact that recreational runners can mingle with the elite runners, that's kind of my memory of the Mount Washington. How about you, John? What's a quick thing from you?
More than anything else, my memory of Mount Washington is how steep that grade is. No matter what kind of shape you're in, and you'll hear the elite runners and you'll hear the back of the pack runners say the same thing. You get to a point on that mountain where you just look at the pavement in front of you, you lean forward, you don't try to speed up, you don't slow down, you put it in gear, you keep it there, you keep going, and mathematically you can convince yourself that you will get to the end, and sure enough you do, and all of a sudden it's the greatest feeling you've ever had in a race.
Andy.
On the clearest of clear days, you stand at the finish line of a road race, and you can see Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, of course, New Hampshire, New York, and Canada. Now think about that. You can see land in another country at the finish line of a road race.
It's terrific. And you gentlemen do a great job making sure that this remains a world-class. And it is world-class. We have runners from all across the world. Again, it's Saturday, June 21st. Come to the Auto Road to cheer us on. The start time is 9 a.m. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental. And I want to again thank John Stifler and Andy Shattuck for joining me this early weekend in June.